For those that are unfamiliar with this story, explain to them, what did Anheuser-Busch recently do following those devastating storms in Texas and Oklahoma?
At the request of the Red Cross, we received a request for emergency water donations, and we converted one of our production lines from packaging beer to packaging emergency water. And we shipped about 150,000 cans of water to three locations, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, and Oklahoma City. This is something that we do twice a year. We try to keep an inventory of emergency water. It's something that we as a company have been doing for many, many years. In fact, since 1988, we've donated over 73 million cans of water to emergency relief efforts like this.
Do you know how many storm victims this specific water distribution reached?
I do not know. What I do know is that a lot of the emergency drinking water went directly to a lot of the volunteers. They're the real heroes here, the people that went to help in this situation, and all the first responders, the victims as well. So I don't know a number. I do know that there were hundreds, if not thousands.
In speaking more generally, or maybe even philosophically at this point, what motivates a company like Anheuser-Busch to do this sort of thing?
Anheuser-Busch has stepped up for a long time to support relief efforts like that. Our history goes back to the early 1900s when Adolphus Busch donated money for the victims of the earthquake in San Francisco. We've been donating water since 1988, and we've donated millions of cans of water. But ultimately, I think it's the fact that water is more than just a critical ingredient in our beers, right? Water is a precious resource for the communities where we operate. And when these communities face drought or natural disasters like this, it's time for companies like ours to step up. It's something that we're uniquely positioned to do in a very timely manner. So it's a small thing that we can do to help out in disaster situations like this.